Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I know you'll be like, Vin, where have you been? It's a really long story, like so long. Let me just brief you. Let me give you small gist. So I had exams, and then I had to like focus on my exams to get. Then my exams got shifted, and I'm like, oh okay. And then it got shifted again, which was just really fucked up. So then I just like, it was just like an elongation of the time, which I did not want. And then after that, I had to go to work, and then my phone got stolen. And because unfortunately I do not have a tree that produces money, it had to take a while for me to get a phone. But and right now I don't have my SIM, so I haven't been around on WhatsApp. I'm only active on IG, and you get. Well, that's that. And I'm really sorry, because I literally missed you. Like, I know you missed me, but I missed you more. Well, today, I'm going to be talking about toxic ships. You know, like, as usual, now I'll give the who, what, why. Only that there's no who. But I think there's a what and there's a why. But there's no who of, like, toxic ships. A toxic ship is any relationship where both parties or one party feels drained or trapped by the other. Now you're like, which one is toxic ship? I'm saying toxic ship because if I'm like toxic relationship, you'll be like boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, lovers. No, I want you to know that, see, lovers, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, they're not the only people that could be toxic. Your family members could be toxic. Your business partners, your classmates that you are clinging on to, they could be really toxic. Your friends, literally anybody you have a certain relationship with can be toxic. I'm not saying like, I'm not trying to say, oh, relationships, they don't have issues and all that. But just that a toxic relationship is like so fucking different. It's draining, it's tiring. Like, a toxic ship, it occurs when both parties or one, they just prioritize love over trust, affection, peace of mind, respect. Love is important. Yes, love is, yes, you have to love. But then do not like prioritize love over respect, peace of mind. Like, eh? No, you have to like mix them equally, but don't prioritize love over these things. In a toxic ship, the relationship of like the toxins, the ones releasing the toxins, which are the toxic partners, they're emotionally, mentally, physically, they're draining and they're so damaging like to others. In a toxic ship, here's how it works. They do not support each other. And like, once there's an argument, boom, they just start talking bad, they start undermining the person. Like, there's always this unhealthy competition and lack of respect, which brings me to a little digression. There's something I've noticed between girls where if there's like, it's very common, but I'm not saying like some girl friendships are impure, but like there's always competition. Like, auntie, calm down, I'm not competing with you. You could literally be walking and then a girl sees you, and next thing that goes in her mind, oh my god, why is she looking like this? Why is she looking finer than me? Why is she, auntie, no, it's not like that, please calm down. Like, nobody is competing with you at all. A toxic ship, you know that phrase, it choke, that's a toxic ship, because it is choking, it is tiring, it is draining. And like, you know, I've been saying toxic ship, so just remember, like, you could have a toxic relationship not just with your lovers, but then you could have a toxic relationship with your family members, your business partners, your friends, literally anybody. You know, some people don't know they are toxic, but don't worry, I'm here to help you out, yeah. Here's some, like, some reasons why people are toxic, because they grew up in a loveless family. Like, it affects, because then your environment kind of contributes. If you grow up in a loveless family, you tend to, like, not know how to act. you tend to portray that attitude to other people. And then some people might be toxic because, okay, I have watched my mom suffer this, I have watched my dad suffer this, and oh, it's normal. It is not normal. Get that horrible thought out of your head. It is not normal because your parents suffered in silence. You are supposed to watch, make your research, and grow out of these things. Because they suffered in silence doesn't mean you are going to make someone suffer in silence, or you are going to suffer in silence. These things are not normal. And then some people are toxic because they have this undiagnosed mental health disorder. It's very sad when someone talks about having a mental health disorder. Probably you're experiencing some type of trauma, bipolar disorder. And in Africa, I'll be like, you're just, is a white man's sickness. Like, that is really, I'm thinking of the nicest way to insult people who say that, but because the word hasn't popped up, I'm going to let that go. But it is really stupid of you to say so. Exactly. Your forefathers, the founder of your family line, he probably went through it, but then he did not have a word for it. The signs and symptoms, they are so similar, but then he did not have a word to call it, but he knew what his feelings are. And then the whites, they had a word for it. It does not mean they are the inventors of this particular mental health disorder. Do you get me? It has been there, like, since forever it has been there. But because they did not have a word for it, does not mean it does not exist. So stop saying mental health disorder is a white man thing. Please don't say it again. Don't even say it around me, because then I'll just beat you. I won't exactly beat you, but you shall get my point. So you do not know you're toxic. You do not know you're in a toxic relationship. Let me tell you the signs of a toxic relationship. Lack of trust. I personally feel like if there's no trust, then what the fuck are we doing? If you cannot trust me as a person, then what's up? What are we doing? In every friendship, in every business, there must be trust. So if this doesn't, like, what are we doing? Which one is this running around that you're? No. Let me give you an example now. In a scenario of a lover's relationship, there's lack of trust. You start monitoring the person. You invade into the person's privacy. And here, you're going to, like, check the person's phone. Ooh, I'm definitely going to see something because you're paranoid. You really do not trust the person. And then you probably see or you do not see something, and people will be like, is there a big deal there? Yes, there is a big deal here. It is not normal at all. Lack of trust is toxic. Checking someone's phone without permission, invading someone's privacy, waiting for a person to sleep, checking someone's file without permission, it is lack of trust. So you see how it, like, add 2 + 2. You see how they link. Let's not, like, normalize certain things because everyone is doing it. It is a toxic habit, sweetheart, and then you need to stop. Then another thing is hostile communication. Have you ever had a friend that once there's an argument, the person starts yelling and the person starts calling you names, and then the person is like, starts digging up issues and laying them out to hurt you so much? Because, you know, have you ever done it yourself? Like, oh, I know this thing, let me just say it, let it pain the person, or let me just start calling the person names. Have you done it? If you have done it, I'm sure, like, 99% of people have done it. So if you have done it, it is a toxic habit, okay? And you need to stop yelling, name callings. When you just get angry, oh, I'm bullying, let me smash this thing, let me throw. When you start throwing things, you're damaging properties. It's toxic. And here's something I recently found out. Like, silent treatment is a hostile communication. And it's something people do a whole lot. I'm kind of guilty, sure. But it's toxic. Like, it's a hostile method of communication. You have a mouth for a reason. Communication is key. You have to talk to the person. You do not want this, you do not want that. You have to talk. Open your mouth and speak. Don't just go on giving silent treatment, like, because it's hurting. Like, when you are the receiving end of silent treatment, your head is just going to be turning. It's like you're just turning. You have no idea like what's happening, but your head is your head is just turning. And you know all these statements like, oh, did you not say this? Did you not say that? Calm down now. Stop all these blaming statements. Oh, you did this. Stop all this blaming. Like, learn to communicate in a better way. Give a better approach to communication. Do you get? And then, I've noticed something. Like, when there's an issue, some people just, they do not listen to understand, but then they just listen to respond. It is toxic, because if you're not listening to understand, then you're just going to be giving the most stupid replies that is just going to be elongating the argument. Do you get that? And then there's controlling behaviors. Nobody in this life, apart from like your parents till like you're like 10 or what, but you get my point, Sha. Nobody in this life has the right to control you. Nobody. Like, even God, our creator, he literally gave us that freedom. Make your decisions. He's not stopping you from making your if God is not stopping you from making your decisions, then who is a human being that was created from the same rib, abi dust, that is controlling you? Nobody has the right to control you. I see girls where they are like, oh, their boyfriend did this, or where women are like, their husband. Your husband doesn't have the right to control you. Requiring access to your personal devices when they are like, okay, give me your phone, give this. If you do not want to give them, you do not want to give them. If they want to force you, like, that's toxic. Just, you know, this thing that's happening right now is toxic. Telling you what they feel should be right for you. I think this is right for you, so you must do it. Ah, calm down now. And when they are like secluding you from people you love, when they are always present, like they just want to monitor your this thing, they just want to, then private when you're in that system, they'll be like, it's not like that. Those things are really toxic. Then lying to your partner, lying in general. I hate lying, because there's like this circle, this continuous circle of lying. Like, once you lie, you have another lie. You have to bring up another lie to cover that lie. And then you find yourself stuck. It's not only toxic to your partner, it's toxic to you too. So, like, even in business, when you're talking to your family members, like, this lying thing, once you start lying, you just have to have another lie to cover up that lie and pray that God should just make them lose memory of your lies. Can you see how draining it is to yourself? Talk more of the other people like you're lying to once they find out the truth. Then, you know, this all take and no give, in the sense that whatever makes your partner happy is what you're always going to do, and then you're going to ignore your own happiness. Let's talk about business. Your boss is, or let's say a colleague of yours is there, and then you're always helping. The person is always coming out, oh, I want this, I want that. And then you're like, oh, because I'm a nice person, let me help this person. And then the person is like, oh, I need you to cover up for me. And then you do your shift, and then you do the person's shift. You do it like, you go to work 5 times in a week, and then you keep covering up the person's shift like 3 times, and it happens for a month consecutively. And then when you need the person's help, the person is not going to be there. Like, can't you see how draining it is to you? Can't you see how toxic it is? And like, why are you, when you see this all tick and no give, it's like you are literally hindering yourself. You are literally, you want to do something, you want to do something, you want to say no because it will make you happy, but then you're like, let me just no, don't just do that. Just the only thing you have to do is to just remove yourself from that situation. Don't let me just no. Finding yourself telling someone over and over changed his behavior. Your boss is kind of a psychopath and he's always shouting at you, and then he'll throw things at you and he'll come back to apologize. Your boyfriend is always cheating on you, and then you're like, first of all, why is he stay when he's always cheating on you? But then he's always cheating on you, and then you're like, please, I'm begging, change. And they do not change. They just come back to keep apologizing. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the devil. Even Satan will be looking and be like, you push, just leave. Just leave me for this one. Just leave me. And they will be like, it's the devil. It's the devil that is doing it. And then you're like, okay, no problem. People have a good moment for like 5 minutes and then boom, it has started. No, like, don't, when you just see yourself, like, over and over, you're begging someone to change a particular horrible trait, just know you have been entangled in the web of toxicness. Is that a word? Well, having an unequal high, very high and obvious unequal distribution of responsibilities, fiscal, romantic, financial. Let me bring all this Nigerian relationship. Whether you like it or not, I'll shake this table. There's nothing you're going to do to me, okay? Now, you see a relationship where the guy is always bringing money. Oh, baby, I want Bond Street. Give you money. Oh, baby, I want this. Give you money. Then when it comes to you, what have you done to contribute financially to your boyfriend? And he has money now. He doesn't... Do you know that I don't think people understand that little things matter. You're always taking. This, why are you stressing someone like this? And you're not even like, okay, you do not have money. What else are you contributing? What else are you bringing to the table? Because people that don't like being asked that question. He's bringing money. He's showing love. Auntie, what are you bringing to the table? Please, what are you bringing to the table? Why will you stress someone? See, auntie, if you are doing this, you are very toxic. Like, I'm telling you now, you are very toxic. Then you feel drained because, like, your mental health, your self-care, and prioritizing yourself has been abandoned. I want to link this to those situations where, like, you are always taking shifts for your colleague. You are always drained because then, like, you're not prioritizing yourself. You're like putting, oh, I just want this colleague to be okay. I just want this colleague to be happy, all that. No, don't do that. And then here's a test. Like, focus all that energy that you're giving to that person. Focus it on yourself and see their response. Their response, if it's a toxic person, their response is likely for them to blow up and vex. But if the person isn't toxic, they're going to be like, oh, wow. You are looking, because when you prioritize like yourself, you tend to glow, and then there's a change, there's this calmness, this peace of mind you have. And when they see you, they're like, ah, whatever step you took is nice. But when a person is toxic, you know, you just know how the reaction is going to be. Let me not even talk too much. Then again, there's like, you keep making excuses for them. I'm channeling. Your mom, I said family members can be toxic. So your mom hurts you, she says something hurting, or she beats you to a point that it is just really, it's so fucked up. And then people see, they're like, why would your mother do it like that? No, you don't know my mother like that. She did not mean to do it, but she's doing it, Abby. And they'll be like, she did not mean to do this. No, you don't know a person like that. I've been with the person for... No, you don't understand. It's not like that. See, you're in a toxic relationship. You're in a toxic cycle. And then you do not know it's toxic. Another sign of a toxic relationship is when it feels bad all the time. You step into work and then boom. You're just like, oh God. No, not again. Or then you just see your partner, you're like, ah, Jesus Christ. Why are you not living if you're saying Jesus Christ? I don't understand. And then when saying no becomes a bad thing, it is really, because you say no, when you say no for yourself, yeah, you say no cause okay, it feels right, I just want to say. Now when it becomes a bad thing, and then it's always bringing up issues, like, just know already that is toxic. And when there's no fucking privacy, like no atom of privacy at all, in business, in relationships, every human deserves some atom of privacy. And then a healthy ship can trust that this thing, this privacy I'm giving, is not going to be misused. Because it's very demeaning and insulting as an adult when you have someone constantly supervising. Like, leave me alone, I just want some privacy. That's just some privacy. Do you know something about toxic relationship? It's very manipulative. Very manipulative. And you're not going to see that. Someone has to tell you. And when someone tells you, you're going to argue. Because some people now, as they are listening to me, they'll be arguing. Hey. It is very manipulative. You just have to decide on your own and sit down and do, like, start listing things and be looking. Have I been toxic? Am I in a toxic relationship? Am I stuck there? Now, if you are stuck and you do not know what to do, first of all, realization. You have to realize, oh, I'm in a toxic relationship. And then acceptance is key. You have to accept that fact. After accepting, you have two options. Either you jackpot or you fix it. To run is really simple and it's easier. When you run, see, don't look back. Just end everything. See, I'm not looking back. That's the end. But then there's also fixing things. But when you want to fix things, be sure, like, you're not the only person in this boat. Be sure, like, once you have talked, you have to communicate to the person or the persons. And be sure that once you have talked, you all are ready to fix it. It should not just be a particular person. You know, you all should be ready to fix things. And then, like, if you all are ready to fix things, sure, go on. If you're seeing they are doing strong head and they are not ready to fix things, jackpot, my love. See, run and do not look back. You do not have time to allow another person to stress you. See, just jackpot. You get. Fun fact is that I have been in a toxic ship. Like, it was toxic. And then, all these things I'm saying, it was draining. My first option was to jackpot without looking back. But then, we are adults. We had a conversation. And I decided the second option, to fix things, because then, sure, even though I'm advising to jackpot now, but then, like, sure, fix things. And it's really nice when you have someone willing to fix things. It's really nice when your friends, your family, your business partners, your lover, they go out of their way and they're like, I'm going to make this work. Your colleague is like, see, I want to make this work. Your friend is like, see, I'm sorry, I do not want to lose you, I want to make this work, I want to fix this thing. See, but if they are not ready to fix it, don't really stress yourself, just jackpot. Like, that's like the simple option. Well, that is all for toxic ships. So, you know, I told you, like, I begin on my rant, I was like, my WhatsApp is inactive. So on IG, I am a glass of vino with an underscore. On Snapchat, I am Mandy Blings. I'm more active on IG, by the way. Then on Twitter, I am a glass of vino with two underscores. So text me. I know people will be like, some people will be pretty pissed, but that's your business. I'm just spitting truth. Chicket. So just text me, you know, text me. Criticisms, I need them. Your contributions, and then your experiences. I love when people share stuff with me. I promise you, like, my lips are sealed on this thing. Nobody knows who is who except you that we talked. You get? So I promise you 100% anonymity. I promise you I am never going to disclose your experience to anybody. I will never disclose. I will disclose your experience, but I will never disclose the person. So please, text me. Criticisms, don't come to my DM and be shouting at me, because I'll just break your head. Just gently drop it. You get? And then we'll talk. And also, I love contributions, I love your corrections, and I love you sharing your experiences. That's it for today. Till next time, stay safe.